Good morning, everybody. We are this week Parshas Shlachot. I'd like to take a little look at an episode which is mentioned towards the end of the parasha, known as the story, the episode of the Mekushish. The apostle tells us, "Vayu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, Am Yisrael were in the midbar, Vayimtzu ish Mekushish eitzin b'yom ha'Shabbos." They found somebody who was gathering wood, let's just say loosely, he was gathering wood for Yom HaShabbos on the Shabbos day. And the equipment continued that the people who found him being the Mekushish ate him, and Hashi is the diet, they gave him a Hasra, they brought him to Moshe to Aaron, and eventually the Pesach Din was given that he's Chayav Skila, like Mechal on Shabbos, and the Kazarotin was carried out. That's the summary of the Pesukim. Now, as we noted, the word Mekushish doesn't tell us openly exactly what his Avera was. Obviously, he did something that involves Chil Shabbos. Now, what exactly was it? The Gemara in Shabbos records three different opinions. Omer of Yehuda, Shmuel, Mekushish, Mave, Arba, Amos, Rishon, Rishon, Halak. The first opinion is that the Avera here was that he carried them four Amos in the Rishus Harab. Okay, he took the Eitzin and he moved them four Amos in the Rishus Harab, so it was an Avera of the Tzor. The Masnisatana, in the Bright we learned, Toydish Hab. The point is they were still joined to the ground and he detached them from the ground, so he was over on the Galapa, Toydish, Tolda of Kutzah. Rabbi Yaakov Omar Ma'amer Hab. He gathered them into piles, into sheaves. We're gathering something that's certainly in the place of its gizel, a natural thing in the place everywhere it grows, into sheaves, is a malacha of Ma'amid. So there are these three opinions. Either he was Ma'amid Arba Amid Krishna Sarabin, or he detached them from the ground, or he gathered them into sheaves, into bundles. Now, I'd like to take a closer look at the philosophy of the apostle and share with you some amazing diukim that the Ohr HaChaim says over here. There are some questions to wording of the Pasuk. What do we want with this opening little introduction? By you, B'nai Yisrael, B'midbar. The Yisrael were in the Midbar, and they found somebody Mekushish. Well, obviously, most of the events that took place with Am Yisrael, indeed, Parshas, well, took place in the Midbar. So, by you, B'nai Yisrael, B'midbar, what do we want by introducing this Parsha with the words, by you, B'nai Yisrael, B'midbar? Well, the question, Rashi has something to say about it as well, but I'd like to share with you what the Ohr HaChaim has to say. Exactly what we want, one of the points we want to talk about. Let's go stage to stage, and it relates to these different Lamda Omrim, what his chet was. Let's begin with the first stage, the Gemara says in Shabbos. Tell me about Arba Rishuyos for Shabbos. Anybody who knows a little bit of basics about the halacha of Yitzhar will know there are four areas related to the halachas of Yitzhar. There's an area called Rishus HaYochid, private domain, there's Rishus HaRabim, a public domain, there's Karmelit, which is something in between. It's not a full Rishus HaRabim, but it has Dilim of Rishus HaRabim with the Rabbonon, Umatim Ketor, and a place which is entirely Potom. Now, what interests us at the moment is the definition of Rishus HaRabim. Now, what exactly is a Rishus HaRabim? So it continues to go on over there, and it says, the age of he Rishus HaRabim. What is a Rishus HaRabim? And it makes a little list, and it says, Sratya Uplatya Gabay. Sratya is a large road which goes from city to city, like an intercity type of road, motorway. A large road, a very big, busy road. Uplatya Gabayla. And the large central marketplace of the town. That's what it says. Big, large, busy streets, those are Rishus HaRabim. Well, they're more precise than that. In the detail, that's a general outline. So then the Gemara asked, the Lashon Nami Midbar. Let's think about it. What about the Midbar? Is the Midbar in Rishus HaRabim? Wilderness, the desert. And the Gemara is asking it for a reason. Tanya, in a different writing we know, What is Rishon LeZion? Places that we mentioned, Sprachio, Plati, Gabona, the intercity road, the large marketplace, Mavoi, Samuel Kolosh, and other streets that open onto them.
And then it says
in that right, so Vahamikot, and also the desert. So ask the Gemara, why in the earlier Brisa did it not mention the Mikvah?
It depends when you're talking about.
Are you talking about the period when Am Yisrael were in the Mikvah? Or are you talking about nowadays? What's the difference? Says Rashi over there, obvious. Nowadays, who goes in a midbar? A midbar generally is a desolate, empty place without very much travel going on. And if there is travel, it's travel of Yechidim, of one off. It's not a.
Even if
we don't need 600,000, even according to the Shittas of the Rishonim, we don't need 600,000, it needs to be a busy, traversed place. A place where people go infrequently in small groups is not a Rosh Hashanah. So, says the Gemara, then in truth, most of the time, the Midbar is not a Rosh Hashanah. When Am Yisrael went in the Midbar, then it became a Rosh Hashanah.
Quite interesting. It's not restricted to Main Street or anything like that. Sounds like anywhere in the Midbar, once they're in the Midbar, even though it's vast, anywhere is called Rosh Hashanah. Because when they're travelling, they're only travelling in a certain way.
That's a good question. How much of it becomes a Rosh Hashanah? You know, they're very, very general. To just say, and the Midbar.
Yeah, because she's out collecting sticks, and it wasn't on the journey they just come from. He's no idea where they're going to go to next.
So what would make that area?
What would make it Rosh Hashanah? Unless you say, well, the whole Midbar is a Rosh Hashanah, just by definition. The whole thing. But then, that's it.
Yes, a good question actually, I didn't think of that.
I mean, they have the same description on all these roads, which are very long, there's a certain station, even in the big cities in America, on certain stations of it, maybe it's 600,000 people are there, but in other parts of it, you know, we continue on, I think it's very unlikely that there is so many people. Remember, it's a direct of the Rahman, but it's a big natural minute.
Certainly not the state streets, not the other places.
Yeah, so we do find some halachas. The fact that part of it has been a Rosh Hashanah gives the whole road a Rosh Hashanah, according to some. But that's still a little different. That's on the whole road, on the area that is assigned for people to travel. Well, you don't normally say that because the road is Rosh Hashanah, so, you know, all the areas. That's a good question. Maybe in the Midbar it could be a little different. Because there's no assigned area. So everywhere is potentially the area where they could travel. Okay, so having said this, we can obviously see where the Rafayim is going. So with this, he wants to answer the deal that we began. What do we want for stressing Am Yisrael were in the Midbar? We want to answer this question, says the Rafayim. Somebody's going to ask, well, very nice, he's hired for being Mavi Ara Amos in Rishus Harabi. Where's the greater Rosh Hashanah over there? They're in the Midbar. It's the Tanakh. Hossein introduces it by telling us, by Yiru Bnei Yisrael Bamidbar. We're talking here about the time when Am Yisrael are in the Midbar. Therefore, you have indeed the Rosh Hashanah. By Yimtuish, because you shake them here in Mashas. That's what the Rafaim says. Now let's look what he does. That's very good according to the first Mandah Omer. That's a nice Tanakh according to the Mandah Omer that he was because you shake them gathering wood and carrying them Arba Amos in the Rosh Hashanah. We have a little mandala. He detached them from the ground. Now, says the Ora Chaim, if we'll take a look in the halachos which relate to Kisui Hadam. Kisui Hadam. You know, there's a mitzvah, certain animals after their shechita, you have to cover their blood with offer. And the Gemara gets involved very specifically what qualifies as an offer to cover it, what does not. And one of the things it says over there, a type of offer that could be used to grow things in it, you can use the Kisei Adam, but something that does not, cannot be used to grow, cannot be used to cut. Yeah, so we have to go more into the halachas. Now, what we want is that the Gemara in that sugya says in this context that a midbar, the dust of a midbar the sand of the Midbar is no good for Kisei Adam. Because the sand of the Midbar can't be used to grow anything. So this brings to our mind the question which Rabbanan asked a minute ago, that what sort of great tightness went on in the Midbar? If the Midbar cannot be used to grow anything, then how you touch? Says the Rabbanan. Let me show you a medrash.
Yeah, that's a medrash.
Oh, those are the medrash.
Palm trees, everything.
Right. Says the medrash. Medrash talks about the Be'er Shel Miriam. Be'er Shel Miriam didn't just supply water. It transformed the whole area where Am Yisrael were into a virtual oasis.
Yeah.
Says the medrash, and they surrounded a large area of land, Shenema, and they grew their types of grasses and trees, like Ainsot, without them. So, when the Be'erish, so you're right, normally in the Midbar you can't grow anything, but when the Be'erish Yom Miriam was there, then it watered the Midbar and indeed things grew. Says the Rachaim, that too again is now the Pshat in the Pasuk. By you, when he's thrown by Midbar, you're going to wonder, how did this Avera come about? You can't detach things from the ground in the Midbar. There's nothing growing in the Midbar. No, but you believe Israel in the Midbar. Am Yisrael went in the Midbar. Am Yisrael went in the Midbar. What went on? There was very Shal Mera. There were things growing. So each of the precious things can be a much other. Beautiful Rabbi.
Actually, another reason it must be like that, because where are you going to find bits of wood in the Midbar? The same thing.
As well, where did they come from? It's the
same thing. So it has to be possible. Things are actually growing. So both fits.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, having said this, there's a beautiful addition to this shtickle poem. There is a Tosfos in Kuddim who also mentions this idea that when Am Yisrael were in the Midbar, things grew in the Midbar. In the time maybe the Medrash will recall, he mentions this idea when Am Yisrael were in the Midbar, things grew in the Midbar. Now, it comes along the Rishash on that Tosfos and asks Akasha from the Furish Apostle. He says, that's not what it says in the Rishash. Tosfos says, as we said now based on the Medrash, that when Am Yisrael were in the Midbar, there was Berish and Miriam, everything was beautiful, and things grew, wonderful, lovely. I began to learn in a few parashas, climbing parashas, kukas. Parashas kukas, we have the whole story of the Nebo River. Am Yisrael complain. They say, there's no water, and they say, Lola and he's still in the tribe. Why did Lola have to in the tribe? Lahomio is someone to bring up, and I'm looking for Rahazeh, to this bad place. Loi Makoin Zera. Not a place of things growing. Loi Makoin Zera. So ask the Rishash on Tosfos from Apostle. Yeah, you are saying when Am Yisrael were in the Midbar, things grew. They grumbled in the Pasuk and they said, Loi Makoin Zera. You bring us to this bad place. Loi Makoin Zera. Not a place of things growing. I thought things grew. So the Rishash tries to sort of twist out of it, and he says, well, maybe their complaint was not that you can't grow anything, indeed you could grow things, as we just said. What they mean was, because there's nothing growing when they arrive. When they arrive in that place, it's empty and desolate. Who knows how long we're going to stay to make it worthwhile to start planting things and growing things, and that was the complaint. Not that it wasn't possible to grow things, things maybe grew in this oasis, but we don't arrive at places that are settled and grown. Okay.
Sure, because it's
longer comes there. Longer comes there. But still quoted, according to everything we've said, a beautiful tariffs for the custom of Rishash. Because you know what? What did we say? The Midbar, when Am Yisrael were there, was a place of Zara. You could plant. It was like an oasis. But why was all that? You said that based on the Medrash. That was a result of Be'er Shel Miriam. When the Be'er Shel Miriam was there, they had a constant water supply. It made beautiful water around the Machaneh, and things grew. Be'er Shel Miriam. That's all very fine when there was Be'er Shel Miriam. But this pasuk where Am Yisrael complained, when is that? Where was the pasuk where Am Yisrael complained? This pasuk where they say, Lo Yekoyim Zera, it's not a place of Zera. What is it talking about? It's talking about May Meribah. What happened to May Meribah? Miriam and Avia passed away. The Be'erish of Miriam dried up, disappeared. There was no more Be'erish of Miriam. So, like I say, my initials, there was no water to drink. There was also no water to drink. There was also no Makon Zerah. So you're right, until then, there was Makon Zerah. But now it's part of the current complaint. Now it's no Makon Zerah. My initials. Okay. I'd like to turn a little for a couple of minutes to another angle of this story of the Mekoshish. Tosfos in Vav Basra tells us to shame the Medrash, a well-known understanding of this episode, that in fact the Mekoshish, the shame Shabbat is tough. Although he broke Shabbos, he had a good intent, and the shame Shabbat intent. So Tosfos, like that, Mekoshish hired the Chilisar. Boy, this story took place at the beginning of the 40 years when Yav Acha Maisa Meraki, straight after the Maisa Meraki. So, Omer, but Medrash to the Shem Shalayim is come. Show you home in Israel. Kibbutz and Nigzal, Lech, Lodi Kolis, Lores, Mi Maisa Meraki, showing the Chuyovim, the Mitzvahs. I mean, so adult, so we're not obliged to the Mitzvahs anymore. Okay, there's no more deal. We're not going into Israel. If we wander around in the Midbar for 40 years, so there's no more deal between us and the Rebbe Shalom. Omer, Bechil and Shabbos, Kadei Shehi Arik. He Dafka went, it was Bechil and Shabbos, in order that he should get killed. But you are Achayim, and others should see what took place and beware. So he had a Kavod of the Shem Shabbayim to indicate and to show everybody that the mitzvahs are still in place as they were before that. And that's why he did what he did. Comes along the Bar Shah, and he asks on this. Yeah, you know, it's all very nice. Noble intentions, etc., etc. The Maitre, how was he allowed? How can a person go and do such a thing? Very nice to try and say, well, I want to teach everybody else a lesson. But at the end of the day, what gives you the right? You were colored shots. Says the Bar Shah, an amazing text which needs thought and investigation. The Yesh Loyot, says the Bar Shah. Here's in Shalvali Hayot, sorry, Yesh Limanach Azul. And a lady of the Eze Misa, he didn't really need the result of this malacha. He just wanted to show Amisrael what Misa you're going to get. Have a lady malacha, she'ena tzricha legufa. This becomes a malacha, she'ena tzricha legufa. It's the normal result of a malacha. That's when you're chayav. You're only chayav when you do a malacha for the sake of having the normal, regular result of a malacha. Like the classic example, somebody digs a hole in order to have a hole. So then he's chayav on chodesh. But if he digs a hole, not to have a hole. Not just having a hole. He digs a hole in order that he can have a pile of earth. That's not the normal result of the normal intent when one digs a hole. That's the side benefit of a hole. And he does it in order to have the side benefit. That's called Malachas in Tzricha Legufa, and you're not chayav. Then it's in Larashah. What about doing the Malachah? Well, normal result of carrying something in the Rosh Hashanah is I have an article, which is in point A, and I need it to be in point B. So, the result of the Malachah is that the article is now in point B. So somebody does it for that result coming about, is chayav for the Malachah. Says the Larashah, well, if you don't do it in order to have the article in point B, you do it in order to show everybody what will happen when you do this malacha. He says, Masha, that's malacha, she's written in the book. So we made her. It wasn't really a day, right? You're going to ask me, so wherever we're going to go with this, to the catch 22 situation, to explain why it wasn't so bad what you did. It wasn't really a day, right, sir? So how did they kill it? The night that they killed it. Says the Marashah, Umiru, who Zadar Gahoya Chayav Misa Bidine Ozer? He was certainly Chayav Misa. Shlo Yodu Ha'edin, Shehisu Boy, Shua Asa Al Da'azu. Can any person invade you? You can basically apply that to any malicious chat. It's a good situation. You can always say, well, okay, but it looks like I was doing a malacha, but actually.
Okay, but if you have a person give a group, I'm doing it for this and this purpose, I didn't even have a malacha.
Yeah. It's a very good challenge. It's not clear this whole thing. I mean, normally, I think we say about a straw, that a person has to be in the cover of a straw. But even give a straw, the one being warned has to say back, I hear the hasra. I'm not saying I'm going ahead and doing it. So it could be that having done that, he can't turn around afterwards and say, well, actually, you know what? I didn't really mean it, it wasn't the right thing for X, Y, Z reason. Let's just conclude with one other point. The Rebbe Tolan asks the question on this whole Rashi thing. He says, I don't understand. It says in the Pasuk that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to kill him. By Yehuda Hashem on Moshe, Moshe is yours. So, very nice, the Basians don't know, or don't have any sense of what's going on in his mind, but the Rabbi Shalom knows. There's a practical part of Akasha on the approach of the Marashah. And he goes with it, they suggest a different approach. So, to be the same, that's what I can suggest that. And it's not such a casual world of Holland is asking. It could be, as the Prophet knows what's in a person's mind. But this goes into the gather of what we say, Torah Loi Bashamayim. If the Basin are obliged to work with the information that comes in front of him, with the Eagles and so on and so forth, and he doesn't have their models for whatever reason to say whatever he says, then that is the din fixed by the Torah, irrespective of whatever the Rebbe Shlomo knows in true Kabbalah, etc., etc. That's irrelevant to the Psalm din of based in the Basel, based on the idea of the Rebbe Shlomo. Okay, we'll stop here today.